This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on the patient name Laila, L-A-I-L-A, last name Jindanani, J-I-N-D-A-N-I. Her date of birth is April 30th, 1970. Patient seen for Dr. Jabbar, J-A-B-B-A-R, M-D, and also for Dr. Farida Vellanti, V-A-L-L-A-N-I, Vellani, Farida. Farida, F-A-R-I-D-A, last name Vellani, V-A-L-L-A-N-I, M-D. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 54-year-old female does not smoke, does not drink. She is here for further evaluation and advice regarding recently diagnosed breast cancer. New paragraph, history of present illness. The patient had a routine mammogram in April of 2024. However, according to the patient, it was non-diagnostic. Subsequently, patient was at physical therapy getting back massage while getting off of the table. She saw some nipple discharge, so subsequently she confirmed it when at home, and so she went back to her primary care physician. At that time, ultrasound of the breast were done, and it did show dense breast with a 3.5 cm mass in the left breast. Biopsy was done. It came back as duct cell carcinoma in situ, DCIS. So patient was referred to Dr. Jabbar for further evaluation. He recommended that the patient should have MRI of the breast and PET CT scan. The patient would have MRI this afternoon. She had already had a PET CT scan, which showed increased uptake in the left breast. Everything else was non-diagnostic according to the patient. She's here now for further advice. Past medical history, she has history of hypertension. She also has history of hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. She is on simvastatin in 20 milligram, telmisartan 80 milligram, and levothyroxine 125 microgram daily. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 54-year-old, 5 feet 3 inch tall, weighing 117, blood pressure 127 over 83, IgNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, recently diagnosed DCIS. With the tumor measuring 3.5 cm on ultrasound. MRI is pending. Diagnosis 2. Hypothyroidism and hypertension. New paragraph recommendation. I so far only have preliminary report of her biopsy. It does not show any receptor status yet. I also don't have result of PET CT or MRI. So we will await all those tests and subsequent results. Once available, we can make further recommendations. However, apparently she will require definitive surgery for a breast mass, and from talking to her, it looks like she might be going for lumpectomy with lymph node dissection. in that case, she will definitely need radiation therapy, and depending upon what the biopsy result, path results come back, we can make further recommendation. If she is ERPR negative, we still need to know the HER2 status. Once available, we can make further treatment plan. Thank you. This is a consultation on Laila Jinnani, J-I-N-D-A-N-I. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Jabbar and one copy to her primary care physician, Dr. Vellani, V-A-L-L-A-N-I, M-D. Thank you.